Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, January 20th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening. A controversial pastor prays for abducted political activist Itai Dzamara.
My prayer, Father God, right now is to say, Lord, wherever he could be and whoever is still holding him, Father, I pray that your grace may be sufficient, Lord, to keep him safe and sound.
This evening on the Diaspora Slot, we're talking to social media sensation comedian Baba Vatensen.
My prayer, Father God, right now is to say, Lord, wherever he could be and whoever is still holding him, Father, I pray. Pray that your grace may be sufficient, Lord, to keep him safe and sound. And at the same time, Lord,
that there is the controversial pastor Patrick Philip Mugadza of the Remnant Church, who staged a peaceful one-man protest recently against President Robert Mugabe. Today, he prayed for abducted political activist Itai Dzamara. Mugadza said the Dzamara family needs prayers as they are struggling every day to come to terms with the disappearance of the Occupy Africa Unity Square leader, who was calling for the stepping down of President Robert Mugabe for allegedly running Zimbabwe down.
My prayer, Father God, right now is to say, Lord, wherever he could be and whoever is still holding him, Father, I pray that your grace may be sufficient, Lord, to keep him safe and sound. And at the same time, Lord, that the abductors, Lord, will let him go, that he may join his loved ones, he may join his wife. I've seen where, when I was in the house, Lord, a house unfinished. But I pray, Lord, because I knew that it was his vision and his desire to have a good place for his family. So I am praying, my Father and my God, that you may see all that which he had done, that you may remember him wherever he is. In Jesus' mighty name, let your Holy Spirit locate him and let your love move in a special of the ways. In Jesus' wonderful name.
What I'm saying right now is not politically correct, but it's biblically correct. Because God can actually even punish people better than people themselves punishing each other. So the best way, according to me, is to leave everything in the hands of God. Right now, when those in power, in authority, those who have got things around them which they want to protect, the moment they hear this to say that some people are calling for their heads, automatically they start strengthening their holds. They begin to make sure that they're a lot more safer and they're a lot more secured. So there is no way we are going to see a change in this nation when we continue taking this direction. We have been going that direction for a very, very long time. And this is one of the reasons, get me right, besides many other, why people in power are continually being there, because they're saying, if we leave our places, then we are what? We are exposed and people are going to do anything to us. But now it has to be understood, for the sake of moving on, let us compromise, because some of the things which were done, we may not be able to undo them, but the only way we can do to move on is to forgive.
That was a controversial pastor Patrick Philip Mugadza of the Remnant Church. Mugadza said Dzamara's family will be blessed by God if they give those that allegedly abducted Itai Dzamara at a barbershop in Glenview 10 months ago. Dzamara's wife, Shefra, her children, and young sister were among those who attended the prayer at the barbershop. The High Court ordered Zimbabwean security agents to look for Dzamara and make some reports to relevant authorities about their progress in finding him, but they have not done anything to date. When Zimbabweans left their home country to settle in the diaspora, many of them lost some opportunities together with the comfort they had enjoyed for a long time. But for Pepukai Zwemare, popularly known as Baba Vatensen, it was a blessing in disguise as his departure from his roots in Masvingo province to South Africa saw the birth of a comedian. In 2005, the 38-year-old Zwemare was never employed in Zimbabwe, went to South Africa where he got his first job in life as a gardener within just 5 days of relocation. We went on to work at a hotel where he got everything from an air-conditioned office, hot shower, rotating office chair to a weekly wage, among other things. This prompted him to take a short video of his luxurious life, which he sent home to his relatives, and, like they say, the rest is history. The short video went viral, and Zwemare has never looked back. The father of two says he's now surviving from his one-man shows. This evening in our Diaspora Forum, reporter Jonga Kandemiri talks with the comedian about his stay in South Africa and life as a comedian.
I'm known as Pepukai Zwemare, that's my birth name. I grew up in Chibi, and my education I did it in Shurugwi, under Gweru. And all this comedian thing is something like inborn talent. I used to laugh with people, always smiling, to cover up things here and there, to the point of where I am right now.
How can you describe your stay in South Africa? Many people say life in the diaspora is tough.
Yeah, actually, life in diaspora is tough if you're not dressing well, if you're not even daddy cooperative. Life can be tough. But to ease your mind, tell yourself that whatever you do can go easy under God's guidance. Nothing will be tough. Just follow your dreams, things will be fine. In diaspora, we are facing some tough situations and some problems, like being called names. Sometimes they call us our president's name or political names, this and that. But what you need to do is to focus on what you are doing. You will have no problem. Like now, problems that we are facing, people with no papers, this and that, we cannot even register or buy something because we don't have an ID or whatsoever. Then there is a way whereby you are given an opportunity to take an aslam. Of course, in the comedy way, I do say aslam is nothing, so this and that. It's just a comedy. But truthfully speaking, if there is an opportunity to get a paper, then do it so that you can live safe. You can be able to support people at home and so forth. Yes, we are suffering, but the job that you are doing are not that professional. So as to sustain ourselves, then you don't have anything to complain about. As long as life is moving on.
You catapulted yourself to stardom after that skit, Kuripka Kugara. What prompted you to come up with that comedy?
Yeah, that comedy is like, it really hits my heart. Because when I came from Zim 2005, I came to South Africa clueless, not even thinking what kind of job I'm going to lead. And firstly, when I got to South Africa, I got my job just in 5 days. I got a job as a garden boy. In fact, I celebrated that job because I'd been paid daily, a week, not even thinking of food. Food was being provided by my boss. There is this kind of stay-in. I was sleeping there, and my boss told me to call my family, my wife and kids from Zimbabwe, so that we can be safe together. And I did that. So by so doing, thinking of the way back by then, remember I'm talking of 2005, things were tough at home. And the time that I left my country, I had nothing, no plan, clueless, like I said before. But to the point of being given free food, what else could I have done? That's the reason why I had to say, no, guys, yeah, I'm enjoying eating, drinking, doing this. Whenever I'm going to bath, right in Zim, I've been using river because I've been in rural areas, partial part of my life. Or else in Shurugu, when I was doing my education, there was this public shower. But there, I had my own bathtub, air conditions. Everything was so close to me without paying anything. So I just put this on as a clip to show my friends and relatives that's the way I'm living. But by so doing, that's the way the exposure came to a point that I'm international known for that clip.
Recently, you produced another clip where you are appreciating Winky D's music Disappear. What's the connection with Winky D here?
Actually, that one, Disappear, it came to me as a shock. Because I didn't expect that from Winky D. And only not mention that from Zimbabwe. Right. Then my manager, Joe Tendai, came with the idea. I always see you sing this Winky D. I also like it. What can we do to it? Can we comment or whatsoever? No, let's do the commenting. Because this guy has done a lot. And with this, all people abroad can listen to it, including myself. I never enjoyed this kind of music, but now because of Disappear, I'm in a position to dance. So he inspired me with some ideas to set life to the eclipse. That's why he took me to LA, where I did at Union Buildings, exactly in South Africa. That's where I did it. Enjoying, I felt it in my heart. No, because when I listen to it, it connects to my clips. When I say Disappear, he talks of drinking beer, drinking this and that, all about good things, passing by, then all problems. You forget problems.
That was a Zimbabwean comedian, Pepukai Zwemere, popularly known as Baba Tensen, on the phone from Pretoria, South Africa, with Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri.